Begin the current daf Masechta Shabbos daf Memches. We begin the Amud Beis. Begin with Tezid Maaskel. This begins the words of the Gemara. V'chima bein zeh l'maguf haschavas. What's the difference between this case that we're discussing and regarding making an opening in the garment and regarding the lid of a barrel? Just to explain what exactly is the Gemara's question. That is, the Gemara was asking on the teaching of Rav that he said if you make an opening for a neck in the garment, chayav achatas. So that the Gemara asks, why is it different making an opening in a barrel by taking off the cover of the lid? So Pirsh Bekoinjus Rashi explains, what halacha are we referring to? The Tanya L'kaman B'perek Chavas, like we learned in the Braisa later on, the Fkav Membav Amaralf, Shem Gliloim, he says, Matiza B'saif, what you could do is you could cut off the lid of the barrel with a sword, U'manich L'fnei Archen, and then you could leave the contents of the barrel in front of the guest. So just like you let it cut off with a knife, and make an opening in the barrel, so why should it be forbidden to make an opening in the garment, which is essentially the same thing? Says Taisa Ve'inir L'ri. No, this does not seem to be a correct interpretation according to the Ri. Because Dim Kain, if that would be the case, that this is the Gemara's question, then my Mishani, what's the Gemara answering? Oh no, they're different. Zechibr V'zein Chibr. That over here in our garment, it's connected. There, by the barrel, it's not connected. Ask Taisa, what do you mean? Hasim Nami Chibr. What do you mean? There, it's also connected. Because Drib Shem Liel, this halacha that you're quoting from Shem Liel, Shari Lahatis, he permits to cut off the lid, even part of the barrel itself, which is obviously connected, with the lid. Like it's obvious from the Gemara over there. The boyman Rav Shesha, they ask from Rav Shesha's, Mao Lemivris Chavisa Babortia Vachulu. In other words, they ask, is it permitted to stick the knife into the walls of the barrel and make a hole in it? Do we say that his intention is to make a Pesach, an opening, and that's forbidden? Or, no, from this, the fact that he didn't make a hole the way they normally make a nice, beautiful, round hole, rather he made a big, large hole, obviously it's just because he wants to give a lot to the guest, but that is not coming to make a Pesach, and it's going to be mutter. So Amar Lui said to them, L'pischa k'machavim. His intention is to make an opening, and therefore for us, you're not make an opening in something. Uparach, and then the Gemara asks, Mohadishar Reb Shem Gamliel. The Gemara asks from this, Halach Reb Shem Gamliel, that he permits Lahatiz Reisha to cut off the top of the barrel, besides with a sword. So you see, it's permitted to be done to make a hole. Pshani, the Gemara answers, no, Hasim over there, Vadila Anyofa Kamachavim. There, by Bishim Liel, most definitely, you're doing it because you want to show that you want to shear all the wine that's in the barrel, therefore you go and just chop off the top totally with a knife. So that's not making a Pesach. Let's just get so you can get to the contents. Aval Hacha, but over here, when you're sticking a knife in, if that was really his intention, that he just wants to be generous, that he has a huge hole that people could get to it, so liftach imiftach. Then, in other words, he should just totally open it. In other words, lift off the whole lid. And why is he just making a hole? Obviously, it's because he doesn't just want to be generous, he wants to make an opening, and therefore it's going to be awesome. Now, so therefore, says Taisus, v'hoda asur l'mivris chavita, so this the Rav Shesha said, that's forbidden to make this hole. What is this referring to? Obviously, this is in the barrel itself. Why? Because the chavita, the terminology used there in that Gemara regarding the barrel, chavis guva mashma. That sounds like it's going on the barrel, not on the lid. Void, moreover, is because this sort of Shesha says that it's forbidden, that dibe magufa, because actually in the lid, if it wasn't in the barrel itself, actually shari the halacha would be that it's permitted. Because it's not misneeden. We learn in the Mishnah that says, ein noikvin magufa shal chavis, you know, I'll make a hole in the lid of a barrel, that's the Rabbi Yehuda. But for Chachamim Matirim, Chachamim say you're allowed to make a hole in the barrel. So obviously we see that according to the Chachamim, you're allowed to make a hole in the lid of the barrel. So obviously this Rav Shesha says it's forbidden to make a hole. Obviously it's in the barrel itself, because we could presume Rav Shesha is going like the Chachamim. So if so, says Taisa Mashmid, sounds like the Shari Rav Shem Liel, this Rav Shem Liel that we're asking from that he permits, a Philip Gufa Chavis, is even in the, if you're chopping off the top of the barrel, not just the lid, but even part of the barrel itself. And we're saying, that because his intention is to go ahead and just be generous. And that's what he's permitting, to go ahead and chop off the top of the barrel, even though it's not just the lid, it's even part of the barrel itself, it's still going to be mutter. So therefore then, the Taisa's question comes back. So then how does the Gemara answer that, oh, hasam ein chibur, and therefore, you let him go ahead and chop off the top of the barrel. What do you mean? We're saying that he's even cutting off part of the barrel itself. That most definitely is chibur. So that's difficult. According to Rashi, who's saying that the Gemara's question was originally from this halacha of Shem Galil, then the Gemara's answer doesn't apply because there is also chibur, just like over here by the garment. And rather, says Taisus, and according to Rashi, v'hachi havalei lishnu b'shmaitin. What the Gemara should have answered, if that's what we're coming from that halacha of Shem Galil, is to say, hach over here, the reason why the garment is forbidden is lepischa mechaben. The intention is because your intention is to make an opening that the head can fit in and out. Hasim over there, but Shem Galil, le'en yofim mechaben. No, it's not problematic because it was just to go ahead and make it a large opening that people get to, but not to make a Pesach, and that's why it's permitted. So because of this difficulty, Taisa brings that a Pirsha Bein Utam. Bein Utam explains the Gemara's question as follows. V'chima bein zeh. What's the difference between this? What does it mean, this? Meaning this halach of the garment. L'nekivas megufas chavis. Not the case of Shem Galil. What's the garment different than making a hole in the lid of the barrel? It's not the perek chavis, as we quoted this before, or the Mishnah teach over there, that ain't nekvin megufas chavis to Rebbe Yehuda. Rebbe says, yeah, you cannot make a hole in the lid of the barrel, but v'chacham ematim, the sage say, is permitted. And we're asking from the opinion of the chacham that say you're allowed to make a hole in the lid of the barrel, why is that different than making a hole in the top of a garment, which is sage forbidden, and yechav echatas, why over there that's permitted? That was the Gemara's question. Then Taisa says, v'm temi v'gin to say, Taisa has to take a second look. If that's the Gemara's question, there in that halacha about making a hole in the lid of the barrel, everybody agrees that there's not going to be a liability of mechatas. Like the Gemara says over there, Dvar Torah, according to biblical law, called Pesach Shein Os Lahaknas Lahitzi, any opening that's not made to take in and to take out, input and output, ain't a Pesach. It's not considered, quote, making an opening. Now, since the making the hole in the lid of the barrel is only to let out, not to bring things in, so therefore, according to Chachamim, it's about to even like a tchila. But over here in our Gemara, Pesach Beis Hatzaver, here the making an opening in the garment for the neck, also ulahaknas ulahaitzi. The utility is to take in and take out, meaning your neck has to go in and out when you're putting and taking off your garment. So v'mikay ma'kashilei. So what's the question that, as if they're comparable, these are two totally different cases. One is to lahaknas lahaitzi, one's not. Says Tesef Yosem, what you could say is the hachibach. This is the Gemara's question. Kiven the mechayif chatas bepesach Beis Hatzaver. Since he's saying here in our Gemara that you can be chai v'chatas when you're opening up the neck in the garment. Why? Mishum da os lachnas laitzi, like we just said before, because it's meant to take in and take out. Sim kein nami gabi magufa. So what the Gemara's question is, so then the same thing is by the lid, im os lachnas laitzi, if it would be to take and take out. So then, seemingly based on our Gemara, ha yichai v'chatas, be chai v'chatas. So therefore, what the question is, ahashna nami, now also, yes, she'in os lachnas, you're right, it's only to take out, but a lesser midrabanan. The question is, but at least rabbinically, since it's one step away, that it should be chayav achatas if it was lahachnas lahitzi. So even though it's just lahitzi, it should at least be rabbinically prohibited. That Mishani, that's what the Gemara answers according to this interpretation of Rabbeinu Tam. No, that zeh chibur v'zeh einu chibur. What does that mean? Because shahmagufa einu menachavis. Now that we're explaining, not like Rashi, because Rashi's case of Shemuel Lil Tis approved was from the barrel itself. No, we're talking about just the lid, making a hole in the lid. The lid is not part of the barrel. That's what the Gemara is saying. That, no, even if we make a hole in the lid of the barrel, which is to take in and take out, you would not be chayav chatas because the chiv is only when you make a pesach hachnas leitzi. Therefore, the rabban permit even the ketchil to do it when it's only lahaitzi, not lahachnas, and therefore that's why it's not comparable to the case of the nekev in the beget. So, Tosfos brought Rashi interpretation. The Gemara's question was that Rabbi Shmuel permits to go ahead and chop off the lid of the barrel with a sword. So why is Rav saying that when you're making an opening in the neck, that you can be chayav achatas? So Taisa asks, what do you mean? What's the Gemara answering then, that the megufa sachav is the lid of the barrel, is not connected to the barrel, and therefore you're allowed to chop it off? But that halacha, Shem Lil, that says you're allowed to cut off the top, is even with the barrel itself. As Taisa proves, that Shem Lil permits to cut off the top even with the barrel itself, from the fact that the Gemara brings the halacha of Shem Lil to ask her in Rav Sheshes that you're not allowed to go ahead and stick a knife into a barrel to make a hole. Obviously, it's in the barrel itself. So, on that, the Gemara was answering that the Gemara says this Shem Lil permits is because he's not intending to make a hole; it's just to make it more open. Whereas the halacha of Rav Sheshes was that his intention was to make a hole, that's why it's awesome. But one thing is that we see that just like Rav Sheshes was talking about in the barrel itself, so the Shem Lil was talking about in the barrel itself. So therefore, that our Gemara's answer wouldn't make sense according to that. So therefore, Rabbeinu Tam explains that actually a different. The Gemara's question is from the halacha of the Chachamim, that you're allowed to make a hole in the lid of the barrel and not in the barrel itself. So what's the difference? Why is it permitted? So that the Gemara says, I mean, why is it different than here in our Gemara? That's what the Gemara answers, that no, there the lid is not connected to the barrel itself. And therefore you're allowed to make a hole in it, because it's not even made lahitzi lahachnas. So therefore, even if it was made lahitzi lahachnas, it would only be rabbanan anyway. So when it's only lahitzi, so therefore, you're going to be able to even do it mutalik etchila. Unlike here, we're going to be chayiv even lachatas in the case of the garment making the opening for the neck. Shemek tells the master begins the words of the Gemara. Chibur, it's considered connected. Actually, ask lahata until you start undoing it. Tzitzis comes to explain why does the Gemara bring a raya from a brisa and not from a mishnah. That is, the Gemara brought a brisa that we see by the when the launderers when they stitch together garments, one with the other, that they shouldn't get lost. So it's considered attached until they start undoing the stitching, because then you're showing with an action that you don't really want it connected anymore. Tzitzis explains, high chibur, this that we're saying that they're considered connected, hainu l'tumah. That's only for the laws of tumah, meaning if one garment becomes tumah, the other one also does. But v'loy l'hazah, which is if you spray on one garment, the other one, although it's stitched together, is not going to become tahar. Not mesechtas par, like the Mishnah teaches mesechtas par in the 12th parak. Now, but then Tzitzis says, v'mtem, if you're going to say, v'amai loy maisim mesnit mesechtas par. So then why didn't the Gemara bring the Mishnah mesechtas par, which explicitly says that it's not considered attached for hazah? Why bring a brisum? Because it doesn't say this idea that it's considered attached only until you start undoing it, and therefore we'll have a matzil lachulchem that we cannot have proved from it the shalei b'shas malacha na mechibur, that it's even considered attached even when you're not doing malacha. Because then I would have thought to say, yeah, they're considered attached only b'shas malacha, and then we couldn't have asked from the Mishnah Kalim, which we could have said that okay, you don't know this idea, which that was the whole steer the Gemara is bringing. That we see that it's only connected that when it's b'shas malacha. But from this price, we see that it's considered attached until you start undoing it, which sounds like that even shalei b'shas malacha is considered attached, and that's the way the contradiction was. That's why I have to bring a price to ask on then on the Mishnah Masechtas Kehil. Here next tells the Masechtas, it begins the words of the Gemara, Amar Rabbi Yehuda, Amar Rav, says Remeihi, that when the Gemara says, where do we know this idea from, that the rabbis say whatever something is attached to, it's like it. That's like Reb Meir. Tzitzis can explain that it's going only specifically on the attachment of that of the shalosh shal kaivsim, this that the laundry's attached garments, and it's not going on the stick, which is one of the other cases the Gemara spoke about, of the axe. As Tzitzis says, ahi the shalosh shal kaivsim kai. It's going on the case of when the laundry stitch garments together again, that they're considered attached as one. And the Chaim Pirish Bekuntras, as we see, Rashi also says that the Gemara's question is going kagoyin, like he says, for example, on this shalosh shal kaivsim. Why? Why is it specific on that case? The Tais explains it because the bahu debemakel, because regarding that halacha of the stick, of the axe, that we consider it attached when they're b'shas malacha as a chibul tumah, shema for Reb Shimon, maybe even Reb Shimon that we quote that disagrees with Reb Meir regarding the beis hapach of the chamber of the oil that's attached to the kira, that he says it's not considered attached for tumah. Actually, maybe over there, maybe he would agree regarding that stick of the axe that it would be considered attached for the laws of tumah, at least with b'shas malacha. Or the kivin shetzar hakard malmaka, since ultimately the axe needs a stick, because without a stick you can't chop any tree. So have a chibur, it would be considered attached in contra b'shimin. Therefore, we explain that when Rav was saying this teaching, that whatever is attached to something is like it regarding the laws of tumah, when we're saying that that's going like Remeir, that's specifically regarding the shalosh shal kaivsim, where one garment doesn't need the other garment, and therefore, according to Reb Shimon, it's not going to be considered chibur l'tumah, just like the beis hapach doesn't really need the kira itself, it just happens to be attached. And therefore, that's why we're explaining that this statement that it's going like Remeir is specifically on shalosh shal kaivsim. The next says Damascus begins the words of the Gemara of the Rabban and Hakir Bechulu. The rabbis had to make a recognition, a sign that it's different. Tzitzis comes to explain that the what's with the halacha of shal hakayvsim, that there's a hecker, which you don't have like in the halacha of the connection of the beis hapach to the kira. And that is the Gemara brought. The truth is, even according to a mayor, biblically it's not really attached for the laws of tumah. So the rabbis, they made a gezeira that it should be considered connected around the laws of tumah. So, but therefore they had to make a recognition by the beis hapach that's attached to the kira, that it should not have the tumah of the aver of the kira, so that you should know that's only rabbinic, you don't come to burn the trumas and the kachim, that's not literally like the kira itself. Now, Tais explains, now what one of the other cases we spoke about before, which we're actually coming to support, the gabe shalosh shal kaivsim, now regarding this that we consider the clothing of the when the laundry's stitch it together, that there it's also rabbinically tameh, So it says Tosfos Ikanami Hekir. There also we have a sign that it's only rabbinically attached, because Masha'ini Chibul Hazah. From the fact that we say that this, that they're attached, is only for the laws of Tumah, but regarding Hazah being sprayed on, that we don't consider them attached. So we already have a sign. But here regarding the oven, that we said, no, we have to make a special sign to show that they're different, that it shouldn't be, should not become tummy from its ear space, is because Loshaych HaKeri, you don't have that sign of regarding, like we had by the Shalosh HaKeifsim, regarding the being sprayed on, being purified. Because the Les Behazah, there's no purification process of the Paraduma ashes on a Kira, because it's an earthenware vessel, which when it becomes tummy cannot be purified by being sprayed on. It has to be broken, and therefore needed a different Heker, like we said, that it should not become tummy from the Avir of the Kira itself. The next test begins with the words of the Gemara. Ichibrahu, but if it is considered attached, I feel lazonami, then even for spring also should be considered attached. Tosfos brings two different approaches. What's the Gemara's question? Because this is Chulu, etc., going on the Gemara later. What's the question from these scissor of different parts? Which the Gemara brought a braisa that said that a multi-part scissor, which is made up of different parts and different blades, which you cut when they're together, like scissors, and so to a plane of the carpenters, that it's made from iron, with, like Rashi said, from a put into a form of a piece of wood that's made special for it, but after you finish the work, then you take it out. So he said it's like considered connected for the laws of Tumah, where if one part becomes Tumah, the other one becomes Tumah, but not considered Chibul Hazah, you have to spray on both of them. So I think my ass, that's what Tosfos Damascus is going on, Mamanav Shach, if it's considered attached, then it should be even for the purification process. And if not, it shouldn't be either for the laws of Tumah. So that's where the Gemara concluded and said, Rava says, you're right. Biblically, Bishas Malacha, it's a Chibur for both. Shalei Bishas Malacha, it's really for neither. But the Rabbanan made Xera either way stringently, for Tumah, even Shalei Bishas Malacha, and Hazah, even Shalei Bishas Malacha, is not going to be considered attached. So that says, Tais Kash L'Ri. It's difficult to the Ri. The Bishalo Shal Kaivsim, that regarding a previous case we spoke about, regarding the garments stitched together for the laundries, Nami Tikshalan Hachi, we should have similarly the same type of questions. Ichibruhu, if they're considered attached, and we pointed out before that regarding Hazah, they're not considered one. Why? Afil Hazah Nami. Even for being sprayed on, this should also be considered attached. If you spray on one, there should be Matar the other ones. And we should say, Ilav Chibruhu, and if they're not really considered attached, then Lotam Nami Loi. Then those are the laws of Tumah, they should not be considered attached. Why are we saying over there also the question should be asked, a Chibruhu only for Tumah, not for Hazah? Moreover, says Tosfos the Rava Nami Dukamar, also Rava that he concludes here. And he says that Dvat Taira, according to biblical law, that you're right regarding these scissors and these planes, Bishas Malacha, during the working time, Chibur Ben Latuma Ben Lazah, according to biblical law, it's considered attached both for becoming Tami and regarding that it can be purified together. So Amayla Kama, why doesn't he say, like the Gemara had answered regarding the Kira and regarding the Shalosh HaKavzim, the Bein Bishas Malacha, whether when you're doing the work, Bein Shaloi Bishas Malacha, when you're not doing the work, Gazo Bar Rabbanan Tama, the Rabbanan made Xera of Tumah that should be considered like it's attached, but not regarding the Hazah. Kahid the Shal Shal Kaifsim. Like the Gemara answers regarding the Shal Shal Kaifsim. Why here does he say differently than the Shal Shal Kaifsim and regarding the Kira that he says that, no, we're going to make a biblically, it's only B'Shas Malacha, not Shalai B'Shas Malacha. But rabbinically, we're going to say that it's attached for Tumah, but not for Hazah. Why is he differentiating than what the Gemara itself said regarding the Shal Shal Kaifsim and regarding the Kira? That there we said that they're considered attached for Tumah, but not regarding Hazah. So it says Taisa Batir Tzri. The Re answers, he says, the Shal Shal Kaifsim, because they're really fundamentally different. When the garments are stitched together by the laundries, Vadi La have a Chibur El Madraban. They're most definitely. They're not really attached, only rabbinically. Afilu B'Shas Malacha, even when you're doing the work, even when the laundries are stitching them together. Why? Sheinu Tzrichim Zeh L'Zeh. Those, that sock and that other sock, they don't need each other. Even when you're laundering, they're not functioning together to you need them to be attached. That's why the Gemara compares the Shal Shal Kaifsim, as the Gemara says, who's this mandama? Compares it to the compartment of the flask of the oil and where you put the spices in into the Kira, because it's really the same idea. Because really, each one functions independently. And that's why it was so obvious to the Gemara that they're not considered attached regarding being sprayed on. Because biblically, even during the time of the work, it's not really considered attached. Aval, in contrast, Masparu Shel Perakim, but regarding these multi-part scissors, Pshitle, was obvious to the Gemara that the Bishas Malacha have a Chibur Devar Torah, that biblically it is considered attached. Why? Since they both go ahead and they have one function when they're attached, and each one needs the other one to do. You can't have a scissor without having both of the blades. So therefore, yes, biblically, when it's attached, when it's doing the malacha, it's going to be considered as a chibur. In contrast, when the clothing is stitched together by the laundress, the utility of one garment doesn't need the other one at all. So therefore, Rava didn't answer, like the Gemara answered regarding the Shalshar Kaifsim, that biblically it's not attached, and only rabbinically they made a gezerah. Because that's only possible to say the way Shalshar Kaifsim. But by the scissors, most definitely, it is considered chibur b'shas malacha, biblically, because each one needs the other one to go ahead and cut with. So then Taisa explains, v'had the parchlin this, the Gemara asked, ilav chibur hu, wait a second, if it's not really attached, afilatam inami lo'i, that even for tumma it should not be considered connected, which that wording sounds like, that the Gemara had such an option, even regarding the scissors, that's not considered attached. So Taisa says, no, lav davka, that's not really precise, because like we just said, it's obvious that they're considered attached. V'kukushasu, the primary question of the Gemara was, that mayin chibur lahazah, that why is it not considered attached regarding spraying? That when you spray one, the other one should become tar, because it was obvious to the Gemara that biblically they are considered attached, at least when you b'shas the malacha. That's one interpretation. Then Taisa brings Viraj Mavhar. She explains a different approach. Says the Gemara's question was only on these multi-part scissors, like it's saying Mamanavshach, what's the difference between Hazah and Tuma, which it didn't ask this question by the Shal Shal Kaifsim, is because the Gabi Shal Shal Kaifsim, by these clothing that was stitched together, Asile Shaper, it makes sense why it's considered attached regarding the laws of Tuma. Avagav de Eina Chibul Hazah, like we brought from that Mishnah Masechtas part, that even though they're not considered attached regarding being sprayed on, Mishum Dolei Hava Chibim Min HaTorah, like we said, because there, it makes sense that they're not considered biblically attached. Gaz Rabbanan Shei Chibul Tuma, but the rabbis made a Gezer Rabbanan that it should be considered attached regarding the laws of Tuma. Why? Kimi Shekol Beget Tuma Bifin the Atzim Min HaTorah, because ultimately, each garment on its own is biblically going to be tummy. So therefore, since one garment that tummy touches it is tummy minatar, so it makes sense why the rabbanon make exera that also the other one that's stitched together with it should also be tummy, at least rabbinically. Avagabi maspiris, but regarding the scissor parach shaper, that's why the Gemara has a good question. It is asking, not like the previous answer of Taisus, it is asking, ilav chibuhu midai raisa, if biblically we don't consider them as attached one to the other, like we see regarding Hazah, Imkain. So what the Gemara's question was, am I gozer chacham tuma klal? So the Gemara's question is actually asking even stronger, so why are we even making rabbinic halach of tuma at all? The hakol perik b'fnei atzma, here it's actually almost the opposite of the previous answer of Taisus, because here actually each part of the scissor on its own, tar midai raisa l'rabbanan. The Rabbanan hold that each one independently does not become tamei, because it's not Masechtas Kelim Perigimel, like we learned Masechtas Kelim that says Mespirish and Nechla Kol Hashnayim. If you have a scissor that's cut into two, meaning each blade becomes separated, Rabbi Yehuda mitamei. But Vachacham Atam Chama say it's going to be tar because it doesn't have the usefulness by itself. So then the question is, why the Chacham be Geizer Tuma at all to then say that one will go ahead and be mitamei the other one? Now then the Taisa has to explain. Then Avagav Dekalameimba, then even though you could say the Hasa Mairi that over there is talking about Kisha'ina Shal Prakim, there Masechtas Kelim is talking about when the scissors are not made up of different parts, rather of one part, like a knife, which that you go in and you cut when it says Nechlaka means that it was broken. Therefore, the Rabbanan disagree and they say that each part on its own is not Makabal Tumah, but regarding a scissor made up of different parts where you would say each one should become Tumah because they are independent blades. But still, that's the Rashba saying that the Gemara held that even a scissor made out of two different parts, the Chum would hold would be tar, and therefore the Gemara's question was that if it's not a Chibim and a Reisa, why the Chum making Zer of Tuma at all to then say it's going to be Tami the other one? Now, but then said Taisus, Lefiza. So based on this interpretation of the Rashba, that even by a scissor made of different parts, you're telling me each one by itself is going to be Tahar, and the Tuma is only when they're connected. So then therefore, Hada Amma, that it says over there, in the Mishnah Masechtas Kelim, that hashachar, which is some type of a knife, vazuk shel misparayim, and this pair of scissors, af apisha nechleku, even though they become separated, tameim, that it is tamei, obviously asuk Rabbi Yehuda. That's like Rabbi Yehuda, because the Rabbanan hold, even by a pair of scissors, the way we're explaining now from the Rashba, that when it becomes separate, it's going to be tar. But says Taisa Verdechi, but that's difficult, that we're going to have to explain that Mishnah like a Das Yachid, like a Behuda, and like the Chacham. Taisa asks, he says, the Hadamah, this that Rabbi says here in our Gemara, the Gazra al Hazah Shebeshas Malacha, that what? That they made a Gzera when you were trying to purify it with the sprays of the Paraduma ashes, when it is at a time when you're doing work together. That really it should be attached and considered as one. But we made a gzeira mishum hazosh lebishas malacha because when you try to spray when it's not being actively worked together as one. Now avagav de shalebishas malacha. Taisa has a what's called a bomb question. He says avagav de shalebishas malacha. What do you mean? If it's not at a time when you're working with it, tahar gamarhu. What do you mean? Then this is totally tahar vein tzarich hazal klal. What do you mean? Then it doesn't have to be sprayed in at all because as we're explaining, according to Rabbanan, that it's not considered attached. So then why are you making a gzeira when you're spraying it when b'shas malacha? Because of shalei b'shas malacha. When shalei b'shas malacha, there's no spraying at all. And if you're not going to come to validate something that really is not really purified, if there's no hazah at all, when they're separated. So it's tais mekamakam, however, no, it is applicable. Because shechayzim v'eitzim by malacha, when you do put it back and you do work with it, then actually chayz l'tamasi yishana. It goes back to its old tumah. That's halacha that we know regarding metal kalim, that when you re-put it, when you reassemble it, it goes back to its old tumah. Now, that's only itself a gzera d'rabbanan. So it's teitz v'chmir chacham b'tumah yishana. The sages were stringent in what's called the old tumah. Shalei toyo lehazah shalei b'shas malacha, that the spraying that was done with it should not be efficient and effective for it if it was done shalei b'shas malacha. Since biblically that's not really considered attached, so therefore then that should not really be effective to purify it. And they made a gzera. Even if he's praying that when it is being worked on, then it is biblically a kli, both for tumah and for hazah. We're still saying that hazah shouldn't work on one part for the other part. Because of you might come to spray it when it's not being worked, which then is not connected, and then one part should not purify the other. This is all from the Rashba. So Taisus had a question. Said, why over here by the Maspoir Shal Parakim, by the scissors, the Gemara has the question, what's the difference between Toma that it's attached and Hazah it's not attached? Why doesn't the Gemara ask this question earlier regarding the Shal Shal Kaifs? So Taisa has two approaches. First approach of Taisa was that regarding the Shal Shal Kaifsim, and so to the Beis Hapach that the Gemara compares to the Shal Shal Kaifsim, each one of the two parts or garments don't need the other one. So therefore, biblically, it's not considered attached, even B'shas Malacha. It's only rabbinically it's considered attached, and the Gezer was regarding Toma, not regarding Hazah. But regarding the multi-part scissor, which is made from two different blades, so it's obvious that at time of work, the two parts are considered attached biblically, because they're one function of a scissor, and they each need one the other. Now, that based on that, we have to say that the Gemara's question, if it's not attached, and even for Tumah should not be, was not precise, because the primary question was only no, that why shouldn't it also be considered attached regarding the purification of the Azah, where you spray one, the other part should be tar, because biblically, most definitely, we know that it is considered attached, at least b'shas to malach. Then another interpretation Taisa gave from the Rashba was that, no, because by shal shal kaifsim, we understand why the Rabbanan made a gzeir that should be considered attached for laws of tumah. Why? Because each part on its own has a biblical halach of tumah. So since each one has its own biblical halach of tumah, so it makes sense why we make a gzeir that when they're attached, at least have this rabbinic tumah one from the other. But regarding the scissor, if it's not attached, then biblically each part does not have a tumah. So why would Rabbanan come along and make a tumah at all to say that one would go ahead and be metama the other part? If each one independently, that we learn Mishnah Masechtas Kelim, according to Rabbanan, that it's actually biblically going to be tar. Now, but then said Tosafot, based on this interpretation of the Rashba, you have to explain that the Gemara thought that even a scissor made of two independent blades, when it's separated, the chamol is going to be tar. And therefore, the Gemara's question is that if here it's not really going to be biblically tameh, why did they make a gzeir even when it's attached to have a lach of tameh at all? That takes add on based on this that the Mishnah Masechtas Kelim says that the shachar and the zug shamas paraim, even when it's nechleku, it's going to be tameh. It must be like Rabbi Yehuda, because according to Rabbanan was saying even if it's zug shamas paraim, a pair of scissors which are made of different parts, it's going to be tar. But Taisa says that's difficult because then it's like a das yachar. Additionally, Taisa asked, if so, that each part, when you're not doing malacha, is tar, and you don't even have to be sprayed on it at all, because like we said in Kodra Bonan, each part independent is going to be tar. So then, why did we make a gzeira? when you're spraying in the b'shas malacha because of shaloi b'shas malacha. What do you mean? Shaloi b'shas malacha, there is no application at all of azah because it's not even tamei at all. So you're not going to come to validate this spraying on one part and the other part, shaloi b'shas malacha. So he says, yeah, it is applicable. Why? Because since when you put it back together again, then it's going to have the halacha of tumah yeshana, which is the tumah that it had before it was separated. Then even when you put it back together again, it has that tumah. Now, although that halacha is rabbinic itself, still the chum was stringent with that tumah yeshana that it should not be effective the spraying that you did if it was on one blade, even if it was connected to the other blade, but it was shalei b'shas malacha, since biblically it's not considered attached. And they made a gzeira on hazah b'shas malacha, at hazah shalei b'shas malacha, that it's not considered attached, that you should not come to mitar the hazah on one part, on the other part. The next text, the master begins the words of the Gemara, Dvar Torah, biblically, b'shas malacha chibur. At the time of work being done, it's considered attached. The text asks, why are the scissors different than this halacha of muchni that we had in the previous daf? That is, the Gemara had answered from Rav, he says, you're right. Biblically, regarding the scissors, when you're doing work, it's really attached for tum and hazah. Not during work, it's really not attached for anything. But everyone was stringent on each one for hazah one way and for the tumah the other way. But Tay says, Tame, it's a wonder. Why are the scissors different than the wheel of the wagon? Dama that the Gemara had quoted previously enough, Mem Dalma Beis, that said, Bismanshi Nishmetas, if the wheel could be detached, the Ein Achibur is not considered attached even for the laws of tumah, as we said over in that sugya. Why were they not geyser, like over here by the scissors, that the wheels should become tummy? The wagon should become tummy when the wheels become tummy, even when they could be removable, because of when they cannot be removable. It's the same idea. So it's Tayser B'Tzach L'Chalak, and you have to differentiate. So the Mefarshim explain, Svasemis, two types of svaras. One is, here by the scissors, it's talking about where it's attached right now, it's just not permanent. You need an action to undo that connection. So, whereas by the wheel, if it's removable, it means it's not really attached at all. It's just that like it's laying on it, and since it can be so easily removable, therefore it's not considered attached. Or another svar, he says, is that over here by the scissors, each blade is its own blade. But over there, the function of the... even though they're own blade, but ultimately they have one utility of acting as a scissor. So therefore, we're going to make it tummy. But over there, the function of the wagon is for people and for vessels. And the function of the wheel is to move. And therefore, even when they're attached, doesn't really have the halach of tummy. And therefore, would be the svaras lechalik. While over there, we don't make that gezerah. And over here, in the scissors, we do make that gezerah.